Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to go to Atlanta and John Michaels. Now, the Marlins took the lead. So the Marlins are leading the Braves 6-5, bottom of the ninth. But the Braves have just started the bottom of the ninth with a base hit. Who's pitching for the Marlins? Is it Yimi García?
It is.
It is Yimi?
Sir.
All right. Let's go. Let's see if Yimi can shut him down. Marlins are trying to take 4 of 4 in Atlanta. I wonder if John Michaels and Braves fans are nervous. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Michaels, he hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, and I think anyone that listens to our show knows what a huge Miami Hurricanes fan he is. He grew up here in South Florida. You can follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. Are you watching this Braves-Marlins game, John?
Yeah, you know, it's the flagship station here in Atlanta. I now have to watch a hell of a lot more baseball than I used to, and this is disappointing. The Braves, you know, we came into this getting jobbed on Sunday night when Alec Baum for the Philadelphia Phillies clearly missed home plate and they called him safe. And now it's 4 the wrong way. And if Ronald Acuna or somebody here at the top of the Braves lineup doesn't come through against Yimi García, who has absolutely owned them, it's going to be 4 straight, a sweep at the hands of the Marlins, and the Braves will fall to 4-9. I want to talk about the music, though, Solana came back with. Some big ace, Jam Pony Express, got a lot of booty. Oh, my goodness. I had a 1980 Buick Regal with 15-inch speakers, and that song, when you come into Palm Beach Lakes High School, bumping that as loud as humanly possible, I had all the girls. Well, actually, I had none of the girls, but I thought I had all the girls when I was listening to that kind of music.
Well, I will tell you, John, Solana made a huge mistake earlier on today's show. We had Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat. And Mike Inglis likes rock and roll. He likes, you know, eating haggis and meat and tongue, and he's a man's man. And Solana played some freestyle that was just not going to be Mike Inglis's cup of tea, and I called him out for it. And so he has absolutely made up for his earlier faux pas with what he brought you in with.
Now, I missed it, and a buddy of mine sent me a text. Jam Pony was actually DJing this past Sunday at this a little outskirt of Atlanta called Conyers. I know Channing's familiar with Conyers. Had I known before the text was sent to me, that Jam Pony would have been doing anything in the ATL, I would have been there on Sunday afternoon with some baggy shorts and maybe a spray-painted T-shirt having a really good time. But I miss Slick Vic and all of those guys. I'll be honest, I didn't know half of them were still alive, but I'm glad that all the JPE guys are still here. I may have to go buy me a mixtape before too long.
Well, one other correction. It is not Yimi García trying to close this game for the Marlins. It's Dylan Floro. So they're giving Floro a chance to close this game. Runners are on first and second right now. Nobody out. And Don Mattingly may have wished that he chose Yimi García to close this game, but it's Floro. So there you go. Marlins leading 6-5, bottom of the ninth, runners on first and second for the Braves. Dylan Floro pitching, and nobody is out. All right.
I tell you, John, if Jam Pony's playing in Conyers, the demographics are changing since I lived there. But I'll just leave that out there like that, because I wasn't a Conyers guy when I lived in Atlanta. Hey, I want to ask you.
I'll be honest.
Was that, John?
I was going to say, I'm not a Conyers guy either, but the demographic has definitely changed on the east side of town. You know, it used to be Panola Road right there in Lithonia was about the end of the demographics you were talking about. Oh, no, it goes all the way out to Conyers now.
That's crazy. I want to ask, you brought up Acuña, and he, you know, saying like he's the new age athlete. He'll pimp out his home runs. He'll walk down. And Atlanta, when I was there, man, we had Smoltz and Glavine. Like, we were old school, you know, the old school baseball, the rules of baseball. Have people embraced that new baseball in Atlanta? Acuña stuff, I didn't think it wouldn't fly when I used to live in Atlanta.
Yes and no. They like it when it's going well. Like, the stretch that he's on right now is MVP. It's Mike Trout. It's Alex Rodriguez in his prime. It's all of those guys. Fans love it right now. But there was a moment, I guess 2 years ago in the playoffs, that he hits a ball that he thought was out of the park and kind of pimped it out of the batter's box, didn't really hustle down the first baseline. It ends up hitting off the wall. The Braves don't score in the inning. And Braves fans, you know, if he would have hustled out of the batter's box, he could have been on third base, and this is what we don't like. And I said, you got to take the good with the bad. If you want to take the good when he's hitting home runs and he's pimping them and he's flinging the bat and he's got the chains flowing and the hair and everything else, you got to take it when every now and then he doesn't hustle out. And I got into it with Braves fans really bad then, because I started pointing out other guys. I'd show somebody that hits a pop-up to right field. I said, he didn't bust it down the first baseline. What if the ball's dropped? You know, you hit a ground ball to short, and you see these guys hat-patting it down the first baseline. What if he didn't? What if he sprints it out there and they throw it into the left field bleachers or right field bleachers? You can't take the good with the bad. So there is a still big stretch of the fan base that is absolutely old school. They want you to walk up with the collar buttoned all the way to the top and, you know, no eye black and nothing else. And then there's another portion of the Braves fan base that say, wait a second, we have arguably the best player in all of baseball. Let's embrace him for everything he is. You know me. I love it. I'd hit a home run and do the doggone Tootsie Roll down the first baseline and dare you to throw at me the next time I'm up to bat.
That's what the Marlins have with Jazz Chisholm. Like, yeah. He's got the blue hair rocking. He's got the chains out. He does a little hop step coming in on the home run last night. I love it. John Michaels is with us from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. How long have you lived in Georgia now?
Too long. Since 1998. I got out of college in 98. I moved here. Just happened to coincide with the year the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. And it was originally supposed to be 2 years and move back to Florida and live the rest of my life down there. And I got into this crazy radio world. And here I am. You know, when you got a morning job in a top 10 market, it's hard to turn away and say, hey, I'm going to come down and just hope I can find a gig. So 23 years now. I got six more to go, and then I'm done. Kane just turned 12 a couple of weeks ago, and then I'm out of here.
20-plus years in Georgia. Have you ever had the pecan log at Stuckey's?
Absolutely. I drove going to college. I went to college in East Texas. I drove from – and I actually took the Greyhound bus multiple times because we didn't have a lot of money – from West Palm to Tyler, Texas, which – you smell like utter ass by the time you get off the bus after about 33 hours. But you'd stop at Stuckey's, and the pecan log was awesome because it would give you a good enough sweetness. It would give you a little bit of saltiness, and it was cheap, and it would fill you up at the time. And at the time, I weighed 140 pounds and had no diet. Oh, the pecan log was awesome. Now, I haven't had one in 20 years, and I'm not sure that I'd buy one today. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I wouldn't buy one today, but the pecan log is really, really good. And you notice I say
yesterday,
pecan, not pecan.
Right. We had that conversation yesterday as well. Yesterday was National Pecan Day or Pecan Day. But Crowder, who grew up in Georgia, has never had a pecan log. And Solana has never heard of Stuckey's.
Oh, no. Solana, we got to get you out of Miami. I know it's the magic city. You gotta experience a Stuckey's just once. You can buy a pecan log. You could buy a stuffed alligator head. You could potentially buy equipment for your iPhone. You get a little bit of everything out of there. I think they sell moonshine in there. You name it, it's in there.
I understand. I know that place off the highway, and it's a damn flea market. Hawk was saying, like, you stop. Like, if you see the Stuckey sign,
you'll have
three quarters of tank, John. You'll have full gas. Mm-hmm. You're ready to go. You don't have to pee. You will make an unscheduled stop to get a damn pecan roll. I can't ride with that.
And, but that's how they built hundreds of Stuckey's, because everyone did that.
That's exactly what happened. Again, you're gassed up and you go, you know what? I may not need to pee right now, but I could go ahead and squeeze one out. And I'm going to get a pecan log, and then I'm going to feel good for the next three or four. Because you get that sugar rush off that thing pretty quickly, and you're doing about 85. You're suddenly smoking in the Bandit going up I-95.
I couldn't believe yesterday how many people were texting in. They've never heard of Stuckey's. They think I'm making up a pecan log or a pecan roll. I mean, has nobody ever taken a road trip before? I mean, this was so shocking to me. Crowder's from Georgia, John.
Yeah. I mean, but he did live in Roswell, which is kind of uppity and stuffy up there. You know, so there's people with a lot of money. I get that's the way that Crowder rolled. He was going to Ruth Chris Steak on Tuesday afternoons.
Right.
That's what he was doing. Right. You know, I was a common man. I had to go to Stuckey. I had to get ramen noodles. Like, that was my diet growing up.
Can you tell them hold the diabetes at Stuckey's? Can you say hold the diabetes?
Man, you know how to ruin a pecan log.
I got to say this, Crowder. I really appreciate your podcast, the I Am Athlete podcast. I use that for comedic relief. That Brandon Marshall, when he was so doggone wrong, telling you guys about the guaranteed contracts in the NBA, I have used that probably 10 times in the last 2 weeks. With him just yelling, and you've got the look like, is this guy serious? Is he really yelling at me about, there's only four guys in the NBA on each team that have guaranteed contracts. No, Dwayne Dedman, if he's making $9 million a year, he's getting every dime of that doggone $9
million. I appreciate you. Appreciate you watching, bro. But, yeah, we have a good time, and that man likes to argue. But I'll give you a little insight, Mike. I like to argue too, Michael. So it's not easy.
You know what? I was saying this yesterday, too. Crowder with the I Am Athlete podcast. Yesterday, Crowder was on the Pat McAfee show, and that whole show and that fan base fell in love with Crowder. If you look at some of the clips that Pat McAfee put up on Twitter, man, they are – I don't know if you looked, Crowder, but his listeners are going, that guy needs to be on every week. That guy's the best guest you've ever had on. Crowder is blowing up. Very soon it's going to be the Hockman and Solana show because he's going to have no time for AM radio, John.
McAfee better bring a check.
Look, I'm going to tell Solana this. It's going to be the Hockman and Michaels show. If things go the right way, I'm going to get six Stuckey's log rolls and drive my ass down to Miami if that's the scenario.
Oh, I'm in, man, if you do that. I'm just watching the Marlins-Braves game here. The bases are loaded. Nobody out, and I don't know why Don Mattingly did not go with Yimi Garcia to close this game. And I would submit this to you, there have been three games with save attempts, this being the third, three games with save attempts this season where Mattingly did not go to Yimi Garcia. Twice to Anthony Bass, he blew both those opportunities, and I think Floro is going to blow this opportunity. And I think that would solidify Yimi Garcia as your closer. I mean, let's go. I don't know what I understand. Night game after a day game, I guess, and you go to Floro instead. But I would much have preferred to see Yimi Garcia, who's been knocking him down, come in and close out this game. So Braves have the bases loaded, nobody out, and Dylan Floro is pitching for the Marlins, and he has been pitching this entire ninth inning. Count is 1-2 right now. I'm not allowed to give play-by-play, so I'll just let you know what happens after it happens. Struck him out! Sit down! All right, now hopefully they can get someone to ground into a double play and we can end this thing with a four-game sweep. The Marlins have not swept four games from a team in a four-game series. They kind of did last year. It was like a home and home, but they were both away games because of the weird season. But for real, like four games against one team at their ballpark, Marlins have not swept a team doing that since 2016. Very rare to sweep. Marlins came into this series as the bottom feeders in the NL East, and the Braves are now the bottom feeders in the NL East. So
it is a disappointing four-game series, and it would be the most Braves in 2021 if they get bases loaded and no outs and don't score. They have been awful with runners in scoring position. If it hasn't been Pablo Sandoval off the bench, who already hit a pinch hit home run earlier today, or Ronald Acuna basically carrying the offense, nobody nobody's even hitting my weight, and I'm down to 217. There's nobody in this lineup doing anything, so it's not a good look right now for the Braves. And the one South Florida team I don't like is the one that'll come to Atlanta and potentially get a four-game sweep.
And, John, we got to ask you, man, the UM spring game's coming up. What do you look at quarterback? Like, because I know De'Aaron King is a guy, but he's coming off that knee injury. If he's not ready, who's going to be that quarterback? Are you confident, if he's not ready, that y'all will have a serviceable quarterback to play Alabama? Because I don't know if y'all forgot, y'all play Alabama game one next season.
We didn't forget.
Ain't nobody afraid of Alabama. I know Florida just shakes in their little gator skin shoes when Alabama comes to town or when Georgia comes to town. You guys get in there. We thrive in big games. Crowder, you must have forgot who the U is. I mean, I think they've sort of forgot who the U is as well, but you forgot who we are. We're not afraid of Alabama. Now, to answer your question about QB, I really like what I've seen in the, you know, the limited videos that Canes Football puts out. Tyler Van Dyke looks the part. Big kid, strong arm, you know, played a year in the system. I say played. He got a chance to practice a year in the system under Rhett Lashley. I think they'd be okay. Now, will they beat Alabama with Tyler Van Dyke? Probably not. I mean, I'm going to be a realist when it comes to that. You need De'Aaron King. Hell, you might need Gino Toretta. You might need Vinny Testaverde when he's not, you know, throwing to the other team to go out and beat Alabama. But I like Van Dyke, and I got to see Jake Garcia, his backup, play a couple of times high school-wise. He went to high school in Grayson, maybe 10 minutes from where I live up here in Gwinnett County, and he looks the part as well. Big kid, can move, makes all the throws. You just get nervous if you have to walk into a game with a redshirt or a true freshman who have never taken a snap, and it's going to be national TV at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the preseason number one or number two team in the country. We need De'Aaron back, but I'll be looking during the spring game, and I know it's on the ACC network. I'll be watching to see how these guys handle different blitzes, how they handle, you know, getting the ball out quickly, and how the ball placement and the catchability of their balls are as well.
Floro just walked in the tying run. He just walked the next batter with the bases loaded. It's now 6-6 in the 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, and you know, I keep saying, why didn't they go to Yimi Garcia? Because, and people are texting me because he pitched the last two nights. He pitched two innings over 2 days. What are we doing here with closers and pitch counts nowadays? What are we doing? Hey. Louis Tion used to pitch 280 innings in a game, 280 batters pitches in a game. Yimi Garcia can't pitch but two innings over 2 days?
It's the most candy-ass stuff. They become, baseball has become candy-ass. I'm going to call it like it is. But we have a Braves segment every day, and I ask them, like, why the hell can guys not pitch?
There it is. It's over. It's over. The Braves win. One of the worst closer performances I've ever seen. With this Floro, I hope your arm is okay, Yimmy. Two innings over 2 days. What are we doing here? Don Mattingly played when pitchers were pitching to 150 batters. 150 pitches, 190 pitches. He's got to rest Yimmy. They're up one run. You could have a four-game sweep over the Braves, and you go to Floro?
Protect his elbow.
Who would you rather have pitched, Floro or Mike Florio? Would you rather have Mike
Florio? It doesn't matter. Florio would have done better. This crap. What did he do? He walked three batters and gave up two hits. And I mean, that was just pathetic. That way, you gave away a comeback win. You come back in the top of the ninth, and you gave it away because you can't pitch Yimmy? One inning, three batters. Yimmy Garcia can't pitch to three batters because he pitched to three batters last night? What world am I in?
Mark, you got a weak heart, Hawk. You got a weak heart. Take it easy.
Ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. To hear the meltdown over regular season baseball is fantastic. But I'm with you. If my closer's out there and I got a chance to win the game, I don't care if you pitch 9 days in a row. You're throwing 30 pitches. Think about when we were kids. We would throw baseballs from sunup to sundown with no concern about a UCL, the Tommy John surgery, none of that. These guys can't go out and throw 20 pitches, and it's ridiculous. Baseball has become the softest game in all of sports.
Unbelievable. All right, we have to wrap. We went way over on here. I can't. I just only one good thing transpired here, and that was your take on Stuckey's. Everything else, this was just painful. Painful. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. John Michaels U. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.